is Chris Husbands. I'm director of the Institute of Education. I began my career as a secondary school teacher of history. I've been engaged with the debates over history teaching since the beginning of my career in the early 1980s, and one of the delightful experiences today is that I can see my entire career flashing before me as I survey the audience. People I've worked with, people I've discussed the issue of issues around history teaching with, and in some cases disagree about the issues of history teaching with for the last 30 years. It falls to me to introduce this next session. I want to begin with a quotation. I'm hugely grateful to my very good friend Terry Hayden, sitting at the back of the room, for supplying me with this about 24 hours ago. Quotation from Andrew Miller's 2001 book, Oxygen. Miller writes, "It's difficult to change the way you see the world. We take on a certain view when we're young and spend the rest of our lives collecting the evidence." I think there are two dominant tropes that shape the way that we frame the debate about school history teaching. There's a weak version of the debate in which the history of history teaching is a story of progress and triumph from the benighted 19th century, when learning was listening and teaching was talking, through the progress of the school's history project in the 60s and 70s to the sunlit uplands of the national curriculum as an entitlement for all. And then there's a Tory version, which is a story of decline and fall from the clear certainties of the 19th century, where knowledge was knowledge, through the relativism and cultural doubts of the school history project to the morass of the national curriculum. And those two sharply different narratives shape the way in which history is represented in the media, represented in many policy debates, represented in popular accounts. What the book does, what David, Jenny and Nicola have done, is to take us way beyond those two limited tropes, to provide us with an informed basis for looking at history as a body of knowledge in schools, history as a set of intellectual procedures, history as a basis for citizenship and engagement. The website will allow everyone with an interest in the discipline in schools to explore those questions through the evidential base that has been compiled. I'm delighted to introduce this. And pass over to Nicola.